departure of Secretary Eric Shinseki at the Department of Veterans Affairs doesn't mean the crisis there is over. The next step is managing through that crisis. Martha Johnson was administrator of the General Services Administration when the conference scandal blew up at GSA about 2 years ago. She's the first guest on a new program on Federal News Radio called Women in Washington. It debuts this coming Wednesday at 9 a.m. right after the Federal Drive with Tom Temin and Emily Kopp. Aileen Black and Gigi Shum host the show, and Martha tells them the problem Secretary Shinseki found isn't unique to VA.
It goes back to the difficulty in the government whereby people are put in charge of massive organizations, and they are certainly responsible for them, and then they are being held accountable for particular pieces of activity that have gone on inside them. And in my book, I talk about leading in the dark, and I think there is always a tension around how much can the leader know, how much must the leader trust the staff to make the right decisions and inform him or her when things are going south somehow. But it is a very, very tough situation for any leader. And I have, as I said in my book, I met an executive once who said that every morning as she drove to work, she thought about the day and she would say, is this the day? Is this the day I'm going to learn about something that I'm going to have to deal with? And I have no idea about what this is. It's going to be a complete surprise, and I'm going to have to decide how to handle it. With respect to Secretary Shinseki, I will say that he has had a very long and a very, very honorable career and is clearly a person of great integrity, and I think he was put into that position because of that reputation. He's spoken out in the past, and he's taken his lumps for it. He is trusted. He is known. He has a track record of caring. I've seen him in a number of meetings, and he shows he's stunning. He, you know, the room grows quiet when he speaks. He has a wrenching concern for veterans. I've seen him in situations where he's promoting really edgy technology and innovation, trying to find new and different answers for some of the questions that are prevailing. And I think he insists, I've seen him insist in a passionate way about our helping the most vulnerable. He is humble, he's passionate, he's smart, he's capable, he has integrity. We often, I think, in the government want to jump to finding someone whose head will roll. I certainly know that experience myself. But I think we often make deep mistakes when we flip people. Apparently, when we, especially when we flip appointees, they don't have much tenure and they don't have much experience in those organizations. I mean, you go into a big organization, you need some time to make things work, and suddenly we're talking about flipping them again. But I think we need to avoid that as much as we can, and I think we need to move past this idea in the government that you can just wait out the senior appointees and just wait for the next one to come in. Those are some of the side problems that happen when we rush to this kind of judgment and sentencing of leaders who I think can manage the situation and fix it.
Martha Johnson's a former administrator of the General Services Administration. That interview from a new program on Federal News Radio called Women of Washington. The co-hosts of that program, Aileen Black and Gigi Shum, and they're in studio with me now to talk about Martha and her remarks and this interview. Aileen, it's great to see you again. Thank you for coming back on the program. Tell me about the show that you're debuting next Wednesday. First of all, Women of Washington, what's it about and where'd the concept come from?
Women in Washington gets leaders from Washington, D.C. that are women to share their secrets, their success, and their career paths for women out there to learn from so that maybe we can get more women out there in the careers here servicing the country.
Gigi, I know Aileen well enough to know that she needs somebody like you to whip her into shape when she's trying to do a project like this radio show. Tell me about your involvement with this program.
Oh, thanks. I don't think she needs me to whip her into shape. In fact, just the opposite is true. So, Aileen and I have a consulting company together. We're partners in that. It's called Accelerated Government Strategies. And, we have a chance to work with, a lot of great women who are in leadership positions in the federal government, and we see how bright and talented they are and what they've been able to achieve. And we really wanted to be able to have a show where we could learn from them, talk to them, maybe see a side of them that that people don't normally get to see, and have our listeners learn from them.
Wednesday mornings at 9 is when the program is on. It debuts this coming Wednesday. It's right after the Federal Drive. Tom Temin and Emily Kopp. And Aileen, you've got a home run hitting lineup already. You've got Linda Curitan coming. You've got Terry Takei coming. Martha, of course, is your debut guest. What was your takeaway from what she had to say about the situation at VA and the situation that the agency is in vis-a-vis the turmoil that they must be going through now?
Well, these executives, we have Casey Coleman, all these executives that we have, Terry Takei, we're running huge organizations. And when you come into a huge organization, you can just do so much so quickly. And I think what she was really stating is, somebody like the Undersecretary of VA who, has a long-standing career, served this country well, retired as a general, a true patriot. And I think her point is that, it's difficult when you come into these large organizations to be able to really effectively make those changes very, very quickly. And I think her support was to say, sometimes I think you need to encourage these executives to try new things. They may actually make a mistake, but you need to back them up so that they can get the job done. Because if we don't use innovation to solve some of these problems, we're just going to have the same old, same old.
It's a tricky situation, Gigi, because people expect the federal government to be perfect. My friend Kim McCabe, who runs ASI Government, wrote about that in GovExec not too long ago, was on this program to talk about it. That's the expectation, and that's not a reasonable expectation because we're all human beings running human organizations and managing other human beings in those organizations.
Huge organizations. Mm-hmm. And the other thing, Francis, I think that there is, in certain cases, a rush to judgment. When people hear, when Congress hears that something is not going right, whether it's at GSA in Martha's case or the VA in General Shinseki's case, they want to get to the bottom of it immediately. They want to find out who's responsible and fix that problem. And sometimes I feel like it's not as simple as that, right? And that we could all be better served and the country could be better served by taking some time to really understand all the dynamics, what happened, and working towards a solution.
The program debuts, as I mentioned, Wednesday at 9 with Martha Johnson. Congratulations, ladies, on this. Aileen, what do you want people to take away from the series, not just the Martha interview?
The key thing is to learn from these women who've dedicated their lives and for the most part to the federal government to help achieve the results and the paths that can be made, the things that people can do to, find the same way, the same career path, the same goals that some of these great leaders have.
That's Aileen Black, one of the hosts of the new federal news radio show, Women in Washington. You also heard her co-host, Gigi Shum, there. That program debuts this coming Wednesday at 9 a.m., right after the Federal Drive with Tom Temin and Emily Kopp. And you can hear it online, too, at federalnewsradio.com.